This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, it has been another weird week. We're going to try to make sense of a few things here. How have you done the past 7 days?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And I think you're right. The next weird week will be a normal week.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, it does. Yeah. It was a big week for the Arkansas Colleges for Health and Education. They announced the purchase of the former Golden Living HQ and some 50 plus acres that go along with it. What are they going to do with all of this?
Well, they're as they've been doing now for 5 years, I guess, almost 5 years. Bring more jobs and kind of rescue maybe too strong a word, but keep the economy moving forward. This is the Arkansas Colleges of Health Education. They're the folks behind the Osteopathic College that opened in 2017. But they bought the Golden Living Building, which was most people may know as the Beverly Enterprise Building in South Fort Smith. 5 stories, 318,000 square feet, which has been, because Golden Living is really, they have maybe a floor and a half of people in that. It's a shell of the company it used to be. The corporate folks are all in Dallas now. So it's really just back office folks. So that has been, not as bad as Whirlpool, but what's going to happen with that to that building? If Golden Living moves out, well, now we know. It's being rescued, and whenever Kyle Parker, who's head of the Colleges of Arkansas College of Health Education, calls me, it's like, okay, this is he's either got a big story for me or he's got a big story coming and he just wants to prep me. So when I got this call, I had no idea. This is as big, I think, a story as when they first announced they were going to build that $33 million, 103,000 square foot, osteopathic college. So they're going to put a research facility in this building. Kyle says it will be the largest research facility in the country connected to an osteopathic college. And then they'll have a health and wellness center in it on the first floor. And there's a connection to Northwest Arkansas, Brightwater. They're going to partner with Brightwater on some of their nutrition education curriculum and that kind of thing. But and before I get too much into what they're doing, let me back up a little bit and talk about their economic impact so far. When they first opened back really in 2017, they started building in 2015, but they had an initial employment of 65 jobs with an average salary of $103,000. That's a great average for not just Fort Smith, but for anywhere in the country. Their employment now before this expansion is more than 150 with an average salary around 160,000.
Wow.
And Parker said that's from the maintenance people up to his salary. So that's a hell of an economic impact, especially for a region that's still hurting from the loss of Whirlpool. But in the next 18 months, they hope to kick this off. There will be anywhere from 30 to 50 new jobs for both the research facility and the health and wellness center. An investment of around $20 million to get those up and running. That's a rough number. We'll probably get a better number later. Kyle Parker wouldn't disclose the price of the deal, but Sebastian County Assessor had the property value for the building in 54 acres at a little over $16 million. So we'll check those property stamps once the deal is done and see what it eventually went for. But look, this brings across the country. This research facility will shine a light on Fort Smith. And, you know, I wish I could talk about some of the things that Kyle has teased to me about the ability to what this does to increase their chances of receiving these large national grants from NIH and some other, you know, federal agencies and even pharmaceutical companies and corporations. So hopefully that's the next story we can do on this. But not only is a big will be a big boost to the region's economy, but it takes that unknown away about, gosh, what's going to happen to that large Beverly building in South Fort Smith, or Golden Living building, I should say.
Sometime late summer, Bentonville Square went through a facelift when a Confederate soldier statue was taken away. That's now going to be put in a private park that is under design process. In Fort Smith, there's conversation about a similar statue that has been initiated by Sebastian County Judge David Hudson, George McGill, the mayor of Fort Smith, Carl Gefkin, the city administrator. How far along are we on any sort of literally movement of the statue?
Well, I think we've talked before about this, so I think we're a little further along. The last time we talked was that it was an idea. The parties really hadn't talked yet. But they have talked now, and I think the this is a Confederate monument, Confederate statue. It's been on Sebastian County Courthouse grounds for 117 years, and it is still owned by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. So, in Fort Smith attorney Joe McCutcheon, who represented the daughters on the Bentonville monument, is working on this. I think there's agreement that it needs to be moved, or that it will be moved, but where, when, who's going to pay for it? Those are the questions. The city has offered Oak Cemetery, which it owns, to move the statue there. It's about a 38-acre, I believe. No, it's a 30-acre cemetery, kind of right in the middle of Fort Smith. They've offered that to move there. Mr. McCutcheon has said, well, where are you going to move it in the cemetery? Well, are you going to fix the road? That cemetery is in need of repair. McCutcheon is correct on that. Who's going to pay for it? I think there's an estimate of $90,000 to get it moved, which does not include the cost of another base to set it on there in Oak Cemetery if they were to move it. So I think that's where they are now. And there's kind of some of the feedback that I get. Of course, there's the group that is incensed that we're even having this discussion. It shouldn't be moved, or erasing heritage and history. But there's also a group that is not that wants it moved, but not necessarily happy. You know, it seemed their take is that, well, we're moving it from one location, one public location, to another public location. So I don't know. We'll see. It may be one of those deals where in the end, no one is happy.
Do you think you probably don't know this, but do you think the movement in Bentonville had any influence on the discussions beginning in Fort Smith?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think, cause I think it showed here's how this can happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, kind of removed, no pun intended, removed the argument for, well, it can't move. There's no way.
Gotcha.
As well, look, you moved it in Bentonville. You set it up in a park. We've got something similar we can do here. Why not? So, I sort of created that template for how it can be, how it can happen.
All right. You can read about this and much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. Oh, one last question, Michael. Georgia, Arkansas, in front of 16,500 fans in Fayetteville. What do you think will happen?
I think we've got Georgia right where we want them. They have no idea what's coming. That's what I think.
All right.
I haven't been drinking, but I'm going to start.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. Talk to you next week.